With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National religious broadcasters strongly condemning the premeditated attack at a church in St. Paul, Minnesota, where radical protesters stormed the sanctuary, terrorized worshipers during service. George Williams reports.
President and CEO Troy Miller has issued a statement saying in part, quote, NRB stands unapologetically for the First Amendment freedoms of speech and religion, empowering Christian communicators in the church and beyond. Houses of worship are inviolable sanctuaries, shielded by law from such vile intrusions. When mobs cross that line to bully and terrorize, they endanger the liberties of all Americans. NRB calls on church leaders, Christian communicators, and believers everywhere to rally with urgency to protect our faith. We call on law enforcement at every level to prosecute these offenders, ensuring churches remain bastions of peace, worship, and unyielding protection under the law, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
Well, President Trump has linked his aggressive stance on Greenland to last year's decision not to award him the Nobel Peace Prize. Here's Ed Donahue.
At the Davos Forum in Switzerland, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent responded.
I think it's a complete canard that the president would be doing this because of the Nobel Prize. The president is looking at Greenland as a strategic asset for the United States.
The president's message was to Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre. He said the president is very preoccupied with the Nobel Peace Prize, and I've explained to him many times that it's an award given by a Norwegian committee, not the Norwegian government. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hackers disrupting Iranian state TV to air footage supporting their exiled crown prince. The video urged security forces not to target civilians and comes amid the nationwide protest. This is SRN News. Two biggest nations on earth are unfriendly to Christians.
Some say the future belongs to India and China because they represent more than one-third of the global population. But they also both appear on the Open Doors U.S. World Watch list this year, an annual ranking of nations where religious persecution is the worst. India comes in number 12 overall thanks to a Hindu nationalist majority that persecutes Christians. China is number 17 for its constant persecution and repression of believers. Michael Harrington reporting.
Global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, a new single-year record up 9.6% from 24. While streams of new music songs released in the last 18 months were down slightly from the same time last year, Christian and gospel music defied the trend in that report. Both continued to expand in the U.S. This is SRN News. Southern California Edison filing suits against Los Angeles County, local water agencies, and Southern California Gas Company. Rich Thomason reports on why.
The utility claims a series of missteps made last year's Eaton fire more deadly. The fire killed 19 people and destroyed more than 9,400 homes. It took nearly a month to extinguish. SoCal Edison claims county agencies failed to send timely evacuation warnings and that water agencies didn't provide enough water for firefighters. They also blame SoCal Gas for delayed gas shutoffs. Rich Thomason reporting.
It's being described as one nasty wreck involving 100 vehicles in heavy snow in Michigan. Officials say there were numerous injuries, but thankfully no deaths reported. More details at srnnews.com.